We magnify your name. Let us pray. Father God, we pray. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Lord, bless this service on tonight. Bless this Word Wednesday for women on tonight, God. Bless this, oh God, this time that we are together, oh God. Use me, your woman servant, oh God, for your glory, oh God. Speak to the hearts of every listener, every person that listens live, every person that listens on blog or radio, every person that listens on Facebook, every person that listens to the archive. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will speak, Father God, to the hearts of women everywhere and men too, oh God, even as our brothers tune in, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. And we just glorify your name on tonight, God. We say, come into this sanctuary and have your way. Save souls, save lives. Set the captives free, oh God. Open the eyes of the blind, oh God. Lord, we thank you for direction. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for godly counsel on tonight. So, God, we say, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done tonight, God. Hallelujah. And after it's all said and done, we will be ever so certain to give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the master's name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church say, amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Welcome to WWW. Hallelujah. Women's Word Wednesday is the fourth Wednesday of the month, and we as the Creation Christian Ministries have allocated this Wednesday to be Women's Word Wednesday. This is our WWW, and the pastor said it is not about wrestling. It's not about wrestling. Amen. So I am Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I welcome all of you, those of you who are pressing your way to the sanctuary, those of you who are listening on blog talk, and those of you who are listening on Facebook. Amen. We want to talk tonight, about a woman's press. Amen. A woman's press. Amen. Or should we say pressing while under pressure? Amen. Hallelujah. How we press as women through life under pressure. Amen. And you can say, I'm not even going through anything right now, Pastor, and I'm saying, you know what, that's good for you because it seems like I'm always going through something. God bless you, daughters. Amen. It seems like I'm always going through something that God, there's always a prayer concern, my God, that I'm taking to God and believing God for, amen. So life sometimes can be a pressure. Life sometimes can be pressing, amen. Being a woman can be pressing, amen. Having the responsibilities that we have as women is not always easy. It's not always easy. We have so many challenges and obstacles that we face. That we know, but one thing we know about the challenges and the obstacles that we face is that God is able. Amen. God is able. He won't fail. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to start in our scripture in the book of Mark chapter 5. Turn with me to Mark chapter 5. Now, I'm an out-the-gate preacher. I just come out the gate and I'm ready to preach, so I'm taking a different pace tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. But just allow me to be myself as the Lord moves through this time that we are together. Amen. Mark chapter 5. And I only have an hour, so I'm not going to rush. If what I don't get through today, we will cover next month on the fourth Wednesday of the month, because I don't want to rush through what God has given us as women and as men. The men are welcome. Don't turn off if you're a man. Don't tune out if you're a man. Pastor's here. Amen. And this material is pertinent to men as well as women. I always say when I'm talking to women, I like men to be around, Sister Tracy, because then they can learn something about us, you know, and how we do what we do and why we do what we do. Amen. Even the books that I write, I like the fact that men read my books because, men, you need to know that sometimes your girl, your wife is not just tripping, but she has issues. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you hear somebody speaking as candidly as I speak, it is beneficial to listen in because you might just learn something about that woman that you married to, that woman that you want to marry. Amen. That will be able to help her to deal with what she's dealing with. Mark chapter 5. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5. Again, it's a different flow. I have notes and everything. I never use notes. Mark chapter 5. Here we go. And let's start with verse 25. And I'm going to read all the way down to 34. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. Amen. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Amen. When I first got saved and I read about this woman with the issue of blood, I immediately identified with her. I mean, I was like, wow, this sounds like me. This sounds like somebody that I can relate to. Amen. This woman had an issue for 12 years. The Bible says she had an issue of blood. She had an issue. The word issue means that she had a flow problem. Amen. There was a problem with her flow. Amen. And so many of us in the kingdom as women, in the kingdom of God, have a problem with our flow. Amen. We cannot flow through life the way that God wants us to flow through life because there's something that is hindering us. And oftentimes we present ourselves as well. We present ourselves as all right. But the truth of the matter is we have this issue. Amen. Hallelujah. And I talk about it in my book, Man Problems. I talk about do you have an issue? I talk about having an issue and not even knowing that I have an issue. Can anybody relate to having an issue? And, you know, you really feel like everything's okay and then something happens and you just snap. You know, that means that issue is, even though it may be better than it was, it's still unresolved. And God is saying that he wants the issue to totally be gone. Amen. And we present ourselves, you know, to the world a certain way. We do our hair, we do our makeup, we put on our clothes, and we look good. Y'all look good out there. You look good. Amen. You're beautiful. Amen. We look good. Amen. And as women of God, we know how to look good on the outside while we're messed up on the inside. Amen. And but I don't think this woman right here doesn't even look good on the outside. I think it was obvious that she had an issue. Commentators say that she was risking her life by coming through the crowd because any woman that was bleeding could not touch a man, amen, because she was considered to be, and she couldn't touch anybody, because she was considered to be unclean. Have you ever had an issue where you're considered to be unclean? And even nobody knew about it, you felt unclean. I can identify. I've been there where I had an issue, but I felt unclean. Amen. So this woman was undeniably considered to be unclean. But she presented herself to Jesus. She said, you know what? I'm tired of bleeding. I'm tired of being broken, busted, and disgusted. I'm tired of this woman's emotions of life. I'm tired of, if she were in the church today, she probably would say, I'm tired of playing church. I'm tired of going to church broken and leaving church broken. I'm tired of people not touching on my issues. She said, that the Bible said that she heard about Jesus. And she made up in her mind that she was going to press her way to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as I was thinking on tonight, what I was going to present, even from this particular text on this lesson tonight, this WWW, God spoke to me about three things, and we can write them down. One is presentation. Two is profession. And three is preservation. Presentation, profession, and personation. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, the first thing we want to talk about is presentation as daughters of the King, as women of God, how we present ourselves in the middle of our issues. Now, I want to ask you, what did you do while you were going through your issues? How did you act? How would you present yourself? Or even if you're still in the middle of your issue, how is that issue impacting your life? How do people see you? Presentation. Presentation. When people look at me, am I allowing myself to get run down? Are you allowing yourself to just be raggedy, you know, getting out of bed, you know, putting on some sweat, not just following the shower or comb your hair? Going out, just running around town, you know, going off this, or are you taking pride in your appearance, even in the middle of your issue? Amen. Have you so downtrodden that you just let yourself go? Sometimes we are so busy as women taking care of other people that we neglect ourselves. Yeah, I've been there. Again, I'm not talking about anything that I haven't lived through or that I'm not living through. Stop fighting through right now. You know, everybody has to fight to take care of yourself, to take some me time, to sit down and put your feet up and turn in the remote control and just say, you know what, I'm going to watch what I want to watch right now. And I'm not going to be concerned about the bills or the kids or the job or the man or the husband or the relationship or any other problem that I have, but I'm just going to take some me time. God is saying, how are we presenting ourselves? And not only that, but how are you presenting yourself to your relationship? You know, this has been on my heart because I had a young man tell me, men are looking for women that are giving out clues that they might be willing to sleep with them. He said, men look for that, especially, you know, being a man, we're looking for that opening. And if she presents that opening, he said to me, we're going for it. I tell you, my mouth was like wide open. I was like, wow. You know, because this is a young man who's saved. And I had to counsel him. And I thank God for mothers and fathers, for pastors, for leaders who will tell the truth, the whole truth, and not live up the truth. Amen. You know, we're so busy as leaders wanting to be liars, but we got to get to the point where we just be willing to look at you and tell the truth. Like, no, boy, no, baby. No, baby. That, no, son, no, daughter. You cannot. You're saved. You cannot sleep around. You're supposed to be celibate. You're supposed to claim to Jesus. Amen. And you know, I tell my daughter to claim plan for Jesus. I tell my daughter to claim plan for Jesus, to lock everything down. But it looks like you got to tell our son to claim plan for Jesus. I preached that on Thursday, and I had a young man say, that means I got to keep myself too. I got to save myself from marriage. What is it that the women know, the women in the church know, that they're supposed to save themselves from marriage, but the men don't know it? Why is it that the teaching is not born across the board? You know, why is it okay for men to sleep around, but then the women, you know, She's coming across a man of God, and she's expecting him to be holy. He has a title, or he has a prophetic gifting, or he's an apostle or a pastor, a prophet or a preacher, like a minister or a deacon, or just a brother in the church who's committed to serving God. When that woman encounters that man, and puts herself in the wrong. She expects him to have a higher standard. And we expect the men that we encounter to have a higher standard. So guess what, when they need a church girl, a lot of brothers who are not serious are looking for you to compromise your standard. If you're a church girl. But if you're a woman of God, that is the story. See, a woman of God is a lot different than a church girl. A church girl is immature in the faith. She's not yet got her spiritual fully. She doesn't really know her identity, who she is. She's still trying to figure things out. But a woman of God is mature in the things of God. She's solid in her relationship with God. She knows her identity. She does not need anybody to affirm her. And she's claiming. She's locked down. She's selfless. She's made up her mind that the next man I sleep with is going to be my husband. Amen. Come on, don't shout me down. Amen. We got to make up our minds as single women, for single women, that the next man I sleep with is going to be my husband. I have these car conversations, and I tell my daughter and my granddaughter, I said, when you sleep with people, and I don't know if this is not in my notes, I don't know how I got here, but when we sleep with people, sex, somebody say sex. The first word of sex, the first letter of sex is what? S. Y'all can talk back to me, it's all right. The first letter of sex is S, and then you have the second and third letter, which are E-S, right? So the S is for spiritual. The E-S, I always say, is for exchange. Come on, somebody. Come on. So when we sleep with somebody, we have sex. We are having a spiritual exchange with that person. So that means that whatever that person is carrying, you're getting up with more than just having had a good experience. You're getting up with whatever that person was carrying. Because when you open up to somebody, ladies, in your bedroom, whether it's your husband or not, you are opening up to all of the spirit that he is carrying. So you have to make up your mind that you're not going to go from this person to this person. I tell them, I said, you love them. Oh, I love them. We're in a committed relationship. We're going to be together forever. And then you break up. And then you meet somebody else. Oh, I love them. We're in a committed relationship. We're going to be together forever. And then you break up with that dude. So how many people do we sleep with before we get to our husband? Amen. Amen. So that's why it's so important how we present ourselves. At this point, I'm going to move on from presentation. This thing about presenting ourselves, Facebook, social media, if men see, and I know I'm not talking to anybody here, but if men see us with our clothes off on social media, and then see us with all of our breath hanging out and all of our eyes hanging out with the scroll so tight that you can see the crinkles. And then see us, hallelujah, twerking on Instagram or wherever we're twerking. I hope we're not twerking nowhere, amen. We don't be twerking. Come on, amen, hallelujah. Then that is their opening. Now they're going to hit up your DM. Now they're going to hit up your Facebook IM. I hope I'm saying it right. Instant Messenger. Now they're going to hit you up. And this dude might be mad, but he sees an opening, amen, because he sees you have to, we as women of God have to carry ourselves and present ourselves as women of God, amen. The Bible says that we should be modest in our apparel. You know, you could be classy, but you don't have to be trashy, amen. You are already beautiful. I had to have a mentor before I got saved. I had a mentor, Keith Kenny Wagamo. I'm praying for him because they say he had a stroke in Nigeria. But I had on a business suit, Sister Tanisha, and I heard that my favorite client, who became my boyfriend, was coming in from Nigeria, and I went downtown to the store. I worked downtown. I ran out on my lunch break and bought this real short skirt. And it was an off skirt. I'll never forget. And I bought this real short skirt and this nice, this blouse, and it was sexy. I was oozing sex. And I put that on, and I came back out the restroom after lunch, and she stopped me. He said, "Rebecca, come here." He pulled me into his office. He was like, "What are you doing?" He said, "You are beautiful." He said, "You're a beautiful woman. You don't have to do that. You don't have to dress like that." And I was so embarrassed. I went right back into that bathroom and put my suit back on. Amen? Because he was saying, how you present yourself, that's how people are going to receive you. And I'm saying the same thing to the women out there. You don't have to do that. You are beautiful. The anointing is attractive. You know, if you're believing God for a husband, believe God with your anointed fine self and know that you're beautiful and you don't have to take your clothes off. You don't have to send no pictures to a private messenger. You don't have to go out there advertising anything. You don't have to show nobody what you're working with. They should know you by the Spirit, amen. Anybody that God has for you, your husband will know you by the Spirit, amen. So as women of God, presentation is very important, amen. The next thing that God began to talk to me about was profession. This woman said, if I could just touch his soul, I know I'll be made whole. So profession is like, what are you saying? What are the words that are coming out of your mouth? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Mark. Let's go to Bill and Mark. Hold your faith that we might come back here. But Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 is a very powerful text. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 11, are you there? Let's look at verse 22. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. And then he goes on to say in verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what thing soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. There is power in your possession. There is power in the word that you allow to be released out of your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. Amen. It can look like you're losing, but you got to possess out of your mouth, I am winning. It can look like things are going right, things going wrong, but you got to open your mouth and say, God, open the world of me to triumph through the blood that was shed by Christ Jesus. You got to say, I am more than a conqueror through Christ. You got to say, no weapon formed against me can prosper. This time it has the right idea. She opened up her mouth and she said, if I can just touch the hem of his soul, I know I'm going to be made whole. And then, hallelujah. And you and I, I'm telling you, we have to get to a place in our life where we are open our mouth and we are declaring victory over every circumstance, over every situation that will come our way. Listen, the devil does not like you, and the devil is going to try to destroy you any way that he can. And the way he's going to come against you is he's going to come against your mind. And you have to make up your mind that I'm not scared. He's going to come against your mind and try to get you to be scared. And you have to say, no, God didn't give me none of that. He did not give me a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. I'm not losing my mind. I'm not going under. Amen. Hallelujah. I can't make it. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to get to the point. If you feel like you can't make it, don't let it come out of your mouth. Even if you feel like you can't make it, even if you feel like you can't do it, do not let it come out of your mouth, because those words are contrary to the word of God. What is your power is that when you release the word of God over your situation, when you release the word of God over your life, when you release the word of God over your children, then you are walking in power. Somebody say power. My God. Somebody say power. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things you desire. Mark said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, that's what you should be asking for. You know, we go ahead and ask God for what you want. Yeah. We get to the point where we're so scared that things are not going to work out, that we're scared to jump out there by faith and ask God for what we want. I want to challenge you in your faith walk. I want to stretch you in your faith walk to say, you know what? I don't know what people are going to think about me. I don't care what people are going to say about me. I'm going to be like this woman with the issue of blood. I'm going to say to myself, I can be touched the hill of the Father of Jesus Christ, and I know I'll be made whole. You are going to say, I know everything's going to be all right. I know all hell is breaking out in my life, but I'm declaring that I'm already victorious. I don't care if I'm not the victory in this situation. Who am I talking to out there? The devil wants you to open your mouth and speak words that are contrary to the word of God and the will of God over your life. But you got to know that God's will is that you prosper and be in your health, even that you don't know the problem. God says, I know the good I make towards you. So the good is not an evil. So I'm going to bring you to an expected end. God says, I have great plans in store for you. Hallelujah. So we have to reject the plan of the devil. And we have to accept the plan of God. I wish somebody would say, you know what, devil, I can get your plan for my life. I'm not competing no more in your life. This woman had an issue for 12 years. Do you know how bad it looked for her? Do you know how dire her circumstances look? Some of us have been in our issues. Some of us have been in circumstances for a long time. Some of you have been going through things with your children. Some of you have been going through things believing God for a relationship, believing God for a husband. Some of you have been going through things in your finances. Some cleanse and water you need in your mind, in your health. Amen. Hallelujah. And then they have been going on for a long time. But I'm here to tell you that not over until God says it's over. Amen. Hallelujah. So even though you've been in that situation for a long time, God is still able to bring you out. The Bible says that God is able to do all things. Nothing is impossible for God. The Bible says that with man, some things are impossible, but not with God, women of God. With God, all things are possible. In the name of Jesus. Oh. So, it's your profession. Your profession. Yeah, we're going through some hard times. You're going through some stuff right now, and God does not take it lightly. Hold your peace. Let the Lord fight your battles. Believe me, God's going to take care of that situation. If it's an enemy coming against you, God will take care of your enemy, my God. If it's a temptation coming against you, God will give you the grace and the power to come out of that temptation. If you're having problems and you're dealing with some doubt and discouragement, God will give you joy in the middle of that situation. He will take care of you. He tells us in Isaiah 61, he will give you beauty for action. He will give you joy for mourning. He will give you a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. All we have to do is believe God. We have to trust God no matter what. I'm a witness, y'all. I'm a witness. I've had situations since I've been saved that it looked so bad, and I didn't know how God was going to do it. I've had times when I was in so much pain, and I just, all I could do was hold on to God. All I could do was be like this brother with the issue of blood. And just, I couldn't just touch the hem of his garment. I had to grab a hold of that baby and hold on to it. I'm still holding on to it. Come on, somebody. I refuse to let it go. Come on. I'm to the point now where I'm not letting go of the hem of his garment because the devil's trying to kill me. Hallelujah. And I refuse to die. Is there anybody out there that refuses to die? You say, I refuse to die. I'm holding on to the hem of his garment. They can talk about me if they want to. They can call me names. They can call me crazy. They can call me righteous. They can call me Jesus Christ. They can call me Holy Ghost. I don't care what they call me, but at the end of the day, they're going to call me the Torment. Come on, somebody. Because I got the victory. Hallelujah. What is your profession? What are the words that are coming out of your mouth? Amen. Make sure that you're speaking faith-filled words. Make sure. And how do I get these words? You got to spend time in the Bible. We have to spend time with God. That's why I'm glad for those who press their way out to the sanctuary and those who are pressing their way out, you know, to Word Wednesday every week, because you need this word. We need this word. We need to take time to spend time in the Word of God. And the third thing God showed me was preservation. Preservation. That Jesus told the woman, when the woman touched him, he said, "Who touched me?" But more importantly than that, when you touch Jesus, you got to know something good is going to happen. Come on. Sometimes I think I know that when we touch him on the garment, when we grab the womb of Jesus and say that Jesus is going to give us that for which we present the crown for, he's going to give us the answer to the situation that we are looking for. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that immediately virtue went up out of Jesus, power went up out of Jesus. That word for virtue is dunamis. Oh. That's the same word that was used in the book of Acts when the Holy Ghost came upon the people. When Jesus said, "You shall receive power," and Acts chapter 1, he said, "You shall receive power, and you shall be my witnesses." My God, that's that same word, dunamis, D-U-N-A-M-I-S, it's a Greek word, and that word means explosive power. It means dynamite, my God. It means like a fall. Amen, hallelujah. Powerful wealth, powerful prosperity, powerful dignity, my God. Powerful moral living. Don't let nobody tell you you can't live right. You can't live morally and upstanding before the Lord because God has given you power for that. So power for healing. This power went out of Jesus, and Jesus had the woman come and testify against her profession. She could have just been healed and not say nothing. She had to testify. She had to tell Jesus and everybody around, look, I was dirty. I was bleeding. Some of us, we just got ready to tell our testimony. I heard your testimony for those who are in the sanctuary. Powerful testimony. You've heard of my testimony. And we can't even say what God has done in our lives. No, I'm ashamed of some of the things that I've done, but I'm not ashamed of the power of God working in my life. We got to say, yes, I was nervous. Yeah, I slept around. Yeah, I was on drugs. Yeah, I did some things I'm ashamed of. Yeah, I stole. Yeah, I lied. I cheated. Amen. I flirted with other people's husbands. You know, whatever your testimony is, Jesus is saying, I need you to come and be naked and not ashamed before me. See, we're hiding from God, and He's the only one that can help us. God is saying, stop hiding from me. I need you to be naked and not ashamed. I know all about you anyway. I need you to be naked and not ashamed before me. Hallelujah. 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 So preservation. The Bible says that this woman had this issue, and she went everywhere looking for help. And don't we do that sometimes? There's so many people that are not in church right now, and they're looking all over for help. They go everywhere but to Jesus. They go everywhere but to God, and God is the only one that can help them. You know, people are still rejecting God, and God is saying, how long do you want to stay in that condition? How bad do you want to be saved? You know, Jesus told this woman, after he said, who touched me, and she began to pour out for Jesus everything that happened, you know, after she came to Jesus and realized that by going everywhere, all her situation was just getting worse, Jesus said to the woman, go to faith. He said, go in peace, woman. Your faith has made you whole. Your pistis, that word for faith is pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. That's a conviction. That's like a conviction that God is who He says He is, and that God's going to do what He said He's going to do. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have pistis. I have that conviction. I have that faith. I know that God is God. I know that God is going to do what He said He's going to do. Is anybody here that has that kind of faith? If you say God is God and I believe God, I know it looks impossible to believe in God for it. This woman had that kind of faith. And Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. This is where I believe I'm going to have to stop right after this, but the word for whole is sozo, S-O-Z-O, sozo. That word also means saved. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you saved. You ask a lot of people, are they saved today? And they'll say, yeah, I believe. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. But are you saved? See, when we're saved, God brings a wholeness to us. Amen. That word for sozo, I wrote it down because I wanted to tell you. He said, your faith has made you whole, amen. The word is sozo, and that word means hallelujah. That word for sozo means, where's my definition? Preservation, here it is. It means preserve, save, heal, deliver, restore. So are you whole? If God preserves you, then He saves you, then He heals you, then He restores you. Is He your keeper? My hallelujah. When we talk about Jesus and your faith, and the only way you're going to be so-so is through penance. Come on, somebody. The only way you're going to be so-so is through penance. You got to have faith in who God is.
Amen.
I don't have faith in my faith. I have faith in my God. Come on. I'm not talking about new age. I'm talking about the power of the Most High God. I'm talking about a God who cannot fail. I'm talking about a God who will not lie. He can't lie. The Bible says that he's not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about what he said about you. Has he not said it? He said, I will surely perform it. If God said it, he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. So God wants us to be soulful. He wants us to be healed, delivered, set free, amen, from the issues of our past. And this is the last point. I believe I'm going to be able to cover this. I have a few more minutes. How do we get to sozo? What's the issue? What's the issue that keeps us from being sozo, from being saved? Amen. A lot of us have issues that go beyond where we are today. Right there in Mark, if you keep reading in Mark, let's look at this a little bit. Mark chapter 5, let's look at verse 38. Let's go back to Mark chapter 5. Look at verse 38. And it reads, and he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why maketh you this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. They laughed Jesus to scorn. There are some people that still don't take Jesus seriously. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the little girl, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. This was a little girl. Right after he healed the woman, he went and dealt with the little girl. And that's what God is saying. Why after I saved the woman, I want to deal with the little girl. Yeah. So many of us have issues that from that issues right now that are stemming from when we were a little girl. Yeah, that are going back to our childhood, going back to when we were a little girl, for the men, a little boy. You know, I talk about it in man problems, being molested, being abandoned, being neglected, amen, hallelujah, being abused, being rejected, amen. So many issues, and a lot of those issues, they stem and roll over into our relationship because they stem from our daddy issues. I wrote a book called Daddy Love about a beautiful woman who was could have any man she wanted, but the only man she wanted was no good for her. Because we're so busy reflecting and giving our love to men who are not worthy of our love because we are looking for daddy, and we're looking for the love that we didn't get from daddy. And if daddy rejected us, chances are we will be drawn towards a man that rejects us. And if daddy was abusive, chances are we will be drawn to a man that's abusive. If daddy was sexually impure, we will be drawn towards sexually impure relationships with men that we deal with. Amen. Hallelujah. So a lot of our issues, even as Jesus saves us in the church as women, he has to go back and get that little girl. And a lot of people are laughing, and the devil is laughing because he thinks that the little girl in you is dead. But the little girl is not dead. She's just sleeping. Oh, my God. She's sleeping. You let her go to sleep so that she can be protected from the pain of your past. Amen. Hallelujah. And God says, I want the little girl healed. I want the woman healed. I want the child healed. I want the adult healed. I want the man. I want the little boy healed. I want the man healed. I want Hallelujah. And what's holding us is the little girl is inside and she's mad. She's mad. And the reason that she's mad is because she's holding on to the anger from her past. My God. And that's the part that she won't give to God. She knows that God wants to get in to have all of her, because Jesus said that the Father is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. But the little girl is so locked up and she's holding on and she's like, no, I can't let go because I've carried this for so long. And the woman is carrying this sleeping little girl and it gets heavy. And then the relationships don't work. And you don't think much of yourself. And your self-esteem is suffering. My God, and you can't see yourself at the top of a corporate ladder. And you don't see yourself having the best that God has to offer you. Because when you were a little girl, we're as kids and we have models and we're there to believe God for anything. And then somebody slaps us around and knocks us down and kills our dreams. So as a little girl, I was a dreamer, but then I got disappointed and I learned that dreams only lead to disappointment. So I decided I'm not going to dream again. I learned that trust only leads to me being hurt. So I learned not to trust. I learned not to dream. I learned not to trust. I learned that loving, really loving, only leads to people leaving me. So I kept part of my heart locked away. And God said, that's not the life I have for you. I want you to be totally free. It's not about relationships. It's not about your husband. It's about you. It's not about you being prepared for somebody. It's about you being that bride prepared for Christ. It's about you being that true worshiper where you say, I can let it all go. Because I've been hurt, but now I'm not hurting anymore. I'm believing God for my best, my God. And God is saying that on today, I want you to believe me for your better. I want you to be like that woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. I want you to press your way towards the throne. I want you to believe me for the best life that you can have. God's got so much in store for you. Your eyes have not seen. Tanisha, your ears have not heard. It has not entered into your mind the things that God has in store for you. And that little girl, he said, she stopped. I wanted to talk about forgiveness, but I don't have time tonight. So next month, I'm going to be dealing with some more things. I have a whole lot that God wants us to touch on. But right now, God says, I want to talk to that little girl. He says, I want to let that little girl know that it's okay for her to wake up. I want to let that little girl know that it's okay for her to dream again. That it's okay for her to believe me. I'm the father that will never hurt her. See, a lot of us women, we've been hurt by our dad. We've been hurt by our father. That spirit of rejection has been following some of you all of your life. That spirit of rejection that makes you think that you were not pretty enough, that you were not good enough, that you were not smart enough, amen, that you could not do what God has been telling you you could do. There's something on the inside of you. There's greatness on the inside of you just waiting to get out. But the melody's coming back reminding you that you got this sleeping little girl on the inside. But the devil's saying she's dead. The devil's laughing at you and saying, you'll never be whole. You'll never be solo. My God, but if you have patience, if you have patience today, if you have that kind of faith today, that pulls off and has to be faith and hold on to God to believe God and say, you know what, the devil tried to kill me. The devil tried to kill me, but he had me. But he had to let me go. The devil has a plan, and the devil has a plan for my life, but it won't work. Because I'm not going to give up on God, and I'm not going to give up on what God has for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. Hallelujah. That's the girl who's getting up. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stay out here. Hallelujah. I'm getting up. I'm getting up. We just have to put everybody out. And God would say, some people you're going to have to separate from. Jesus had to put everybody out. And God is saying, there's some people that are holding on to you because you allow them to come into your faith, and they're not worthy to be in your life. So why does this little girl choose bad boys? Why do we allow ourselves to be in relationship with people that don't deserve to be in relationship with us? Why do we love people that can't, they don't have the capacity to love us? Why do we need people that don't need us? I want to ask ourselves these questions. I mean, really examine these questions, like, why do I put up with something that I put up with from people? I'm living in it. I'm living in it. But look at that picture. And then you get to the point where it's like that one of them with the issue of blood cells. Think it's all of it. Think it's all of crawling around on the floor. Think it's all of begging people to love you. Sick and tired of chasing after people that ain't chasing after me. I'm sick and tired of living beneath my standards. Sick and tired of not going for the top, thinking that the top is too high. Sick and tired of not living like rich, but I can put racism on the inside of me. Who am I talking to walk tonight? I'm sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of the devil pressing and pushing me around. I'm coming up and I'm coming up fighting, amen. I'm putting my new stuff in there. I'm pressing you up the pressure. There's a little girl in me. And what did Jesus say to the little girl? He said, tell me the cool thing. He said, yeah. And that's what I'm saying to the little girl. And all the women know the sound of my voice tonight. Get up. Get up. It's your time to shine. Get up, little girl. It's your time to live. Get up. It's your time, hallelujah, to work out everything that God has ordained to you. Get up. It's time for you to live your best life. Get up, little girl. Get up from low self-esteem. Get up from the pain of your past. Get up from the spirit of rejection. To level yourself. Hallelujah. You are beautiful. You are definitely your period of shame. Get up. You are a royal priesthood. If we ain't in it, get up from there, little girl. Get up from that low thinking about yourself. Get up from there. You can't have a house. Get up from there, little girl. You can get that degree. Get up. You can go to a fire in that picture. Get up. Get up from doubt. Get up from unbelief. Get up from crawling around. That's what people say about you. What people think about you. Get up. You shall live and not die. Declare every little miracle. That if you're not dead, but you are asleep. And when they arrive today is your day to wake up. It is the name of Jesus. And get something to eat. Jesus told the little girl, mother, father, to give her something to eat. Give her something to eat. And the Bible says that we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So what I'm going to eat right now, what I'm going to eat these days, is the word of God. I got to feed my spirit, and that's what the devil is. You got to feed your spirit, because that's what the devil can kill. You got to feed the little girl, because he's talking in here. Amen. So I see women that the word reaches their head, but don't reach their heart. The word of Jesus is a lot of our hands, but it won't go to our hearts, because our hearts are under this battle. And now that the Lord, I need our word to get in your heart. I want all of you, my soul, heart. I want all of you, amen. And God is saying, we got to let him in. We got to let him in. You don't know how awesome we are. And God is saying, this is the season of revelation for you. This is going to be your best year yet. My God, this is going to be your year. This is going to be your time. This is your title. Amen. But God is going to reveal to the world more of you. My God, hallelujah. So I say get up and feed yourself spiritually. Keep coming towards the things of God. Keep believing God. Keep pressing for the hem of his garment. Keep feeding on the word. So even as we apart for this next 4 weeks, keep the word Wednesday. When we come back, we're going to be dealing with forgiveness. Because a lot of us need to forgive. We got to just, there's some stuff, I might even deal with it on Sunday. But there's some stuff that I will deal with it on Sunday. There's some things we need to unlock. We got to let it go. We got to deliver from unforgiveness. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. If you could just turn the camera up to the side, Pastor, so that they can receive the prayer. You want me to turn it off? Just turn the camera that way. Away from the altar. If anybody needs to come up for prayer, I want to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. On today, if you say, Pastor, you dealt with some of the things that I'm walking with, and I want to receive prayer on today. I want to receive prayer for my issues so I can press through the pressure. Amen. I'm experiencing pressure on a daily basis, and I wanna press through the pressure. Amen. Yeah, I just want to pray even for those who are listening and they were here. You can turn it off. God bless you for those who are listening. Amen. I encourage you to come to the sanctuary, amen, and hallelujah, so you receive everything that God is doing in 1482 Naval Avenue, amen, hallelujah. Just even though I'm praying, I want to pray for them, because this is true. Amen. Father God, we can praise your name, we worship you, we magnify your name, God, this is the day that you have made. Lord, we pray for those, Father God, who are in the sanctuary, Lord, I pray for those on social media, oh God. Father, thank you for each and every person listening. I fight up the hands of Satan, and then for those that are called to God, we fight up the hands of Satan off of their lives. Lord, we see praise over every life in the name of Jesus. That they, Father God, will be at this problem with the issue of blood, and she will pray through for her breakthrough, oh God, that she will present herself as a woman of God, a woman of value, that she will profess out of her mouth only the words that you have told her. That she, oh God, how all of us will allow you to persevere and not look for man to do what only you can do, God. So I'm going to be healing over this altar, God. Even those, Father God, all of you who have pressed their way, especially those who have pressed their way to be in your house on today, God. I pray for supernatural healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for supernatural breakthrough, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let the world with the issue of blood, Lord, let it press it on God, let it shed all. Jesus, press them away through the crowd of God. I pray for your anointing to be released over our life. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory, shed all. Oh, Lord, shed all. I pray for your soul, oh, God. Oh, Lord, shed all. Her faith has made her humble, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the little girl, oh, God. On the inside of her, and I speak healing to the little girl right now in the name of Jesus. Where the Lord is here? Where the Lord is here? Where is Father? When you were a little girl, there were so many dreams you had. I see now the little girl sitting in the window, and you're thinking about different things. And you're like, when I grow up, and you're so excited, amen. That little girl, she's coming back to life, amen. God is bringing her back to life. He's growing her up again. And he's showing her great things again. God says, I'm giving you vision. God says, give it a joyful. I want you to get a joyful. And I want you to have that joyful by your bed. Because I'm getting ready to reveal the dreams to you again. I'm giving you sleep. I'm giving you sound sleep. And when I'm in sleep, God says, there are going to be dreams that are going to be. You're going to have a panoramic dream. One of these have a yellow. And God says, when you wake up, I want you to write it down. Because in that dream, I'm giving you a glimpse of where I'm taking you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And God says, hallelujah, that you get ready to catch up. Hallelujah, to your dreams. Hallelujah, you need to find a way for you. In the name of Jesus, God is catching up. All of your time is not out. God, you didn't run out of time. Oh, God, I hear you, Lord. God, you have not run out of time. But still we have food in your life. Hallelujah. But you have to be told that I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm resilient, I'm arrested. You're like a presence. You're like a presence. And God says, I'm arresting you, my God. And I'm arresting you, and I'm arresting things up for you, my God. I'm presenting you to the world so they can see my will on you in your life. My God, what you thought was not going to happen. God says, I'm getting ready to show. My God, I see. That you couldn't talk about, that there. That is your glory. That I put it out of the roof in the name of Jesus. And I pray and heal it over your life right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, take it. No more life. He's going to do something in my life. I have to thank you for allowing vision for what one's word when it can take place. Because God has to teach and doing this specifically. And I thank God for this dog, this marching, training into Egypt. You press your way out. You're first. I said that to you before. You're the first. You're getting what God has for you. Amen. And we just share it and we'll share it. Oh, Lord. Yeah. And we just praise God for you. And God says, my God, your eyes have not seen. He said you were another realm, other realm, other realm. He's not going to recognize you. Amen. When God has finished the promise to your God. Amen. I will to God through the word. It's not we're going to take an offering. Amen. We're going to allow ourselves to give. I do have some money in my pocket. I need you to offer. Okay, so if we get the basket, I have to move my personal wallet out of my pocket. All day I have been doing well. I know it's been an attack. And Tanisha, I thank you for praying for me on Thursday. Because God mightily on Thursday. I know God is praying for she. Tanisha, sick me up with that. I'm praying for you. And I thank you for praying because it was some walking. You was a man. But God got the glory. Amen. God got the glory. Amen. And I thank you for being on the wall, that watchman on the wall, and praying for your pastor while she was poor. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's so good. Amen. So we're going to give. Amen. Praise God. And then we got a friend of mine, my brother, my mom isn't going to be here at 9:30. But I told her God's word comes first.
You want one envelope?
I just bought mine. Okay. Yeah. God's word comes first. And Pastor and I are committed to this work. We out here on business. God bless you.
Father, thank you for the CD song. And Father God, we travel, we travel right in the name of Jesus. Thank you for these words Wednesday. Thank you for the work of God. Thank you in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit will continue to guide us and watch over us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for restoration. I thank you, hallelujah. Even as she poured out of her spirit, Lord, I thank you for a fresh anointing. I thank you for renewed strength. I thank you right now, not mind any spirit to try to be contrary, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, continue to use her as a vessel in our day. We thank you, Lord, that you raised her up for a time such as this. Now, watch over her life, extend her years, and I thank you for good health, good prosperity, and good wellness in every area. In Jesus' name, amen. Wholeness over your life.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
My God.
Lord.
Glory. I got one of these. Pastor,
yes.
You see those books on there with the kids on there?
Yes.
Bring me one, please. I was in a doctor's office and I saw these books. I said, I'm going to bring one. Maybe you'll see something in case you want to use for freedom over the summer. There's a lot of activities in there. Yeah, so I'm going to do it myself, but I picked up three of them. I said, I'm definitely give you one.
Thank you.
Do you send her where you can? No.
I just don't. If you don't, I can't handle that. If anything, she'll probably be able to do it on the street.
Yeah, like a day cat.
Yeah.
Where you can pop it.
Yeah, you can drop it.
Are you, I wish you could do the case of something. Yeah. I might have to talk to my Lord and see what it is. You're over the corner.
Then you can get to the building.
Yeah, I'll give you. God bless, ladies. Y'all drive safely.
Pray for me. I'm so happy.
Oh, my God.